Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The left fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Brumley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buster Narum. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Buster Narum. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford bunts towards the mound. Narum fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron takes first base on ball four. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Skowron moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brumley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. King reaches second base with a double. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Narum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narum strikes out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Landis throws the ball into Ward, who tags Valentine trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Blasingame goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Brumley and he is safe. Buford steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brumley hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Narum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narum is 0-for-1 in the game. Narum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Hansen scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Herbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-2 in the game. Blasingame hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brumley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brumley moves to second. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Buster Narum. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-3 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brinkman moves to third. Don Mossy now pitching. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. King hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Mossy moves to second. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-3 in the game. Locke hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.